Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I did a story quite recently about some county commissioners who voted to give themselves some COVID relief money that had come in from the federal government. And I said, if this story updates somewhere down the road, I'll do an update. And oftentimes it's weeks, sometimes months before I do an update on a story, simply because that's how long it takes for, appeals to be heard or things to actually develop. Well, things have been developing really quickly in the last 24 hours. And among other things, I actually spoke to somebody with knowledge. But there's also been some news stories Donna and Joe tipped me off to that today there might be more going on than we first suspected, except I have to tell you again, in my original story, I said when the county commissioners voted to give themselves bonus money out of the relief COVID funds, that the state of Michigan had apparently said that was okay. So I had said, as far as I know, there's nothing illegal about this. Well, James Paxson from WNEM, which is Channel 5 out of Saginaw, did a story headlined, Federal Authorities Looking Into Shiawassee County Commissioners Receiving COVID Relief Funds. And I mentioned yesterday, by the way, it was a 6-0 vote, 6-0 vote. And at the time, I thought to myself, an even number of commissioners? Turns out one commissioner wasn't there and did not vote on it. So 6-0 means that six commissioners voted for it. One commissioner was absent. So TV5 has now learned that federal authorities are looking into the pandemic-related bonuses that the Shiawassee County Board of Commissioners voted to give themselves recently. And I had someone comment on the video and say, well, it's obvious that Flint is screwed up again. Well, this has nothing to do with Flint. Flint is in the same state as Shiawassee County, but Shiawassee County is west of Genesee County, which is where Flint is. One of the top payouts went to the Shiawassee County Commissioner and Chairman, who received $25,000. The money added up to a total of $65,000 in federal relief money that was doled out among the board members. Now, another question I had was, how much do these board members get paid? How much do they get paid? Is this a well-paying job? Not really. Turns out that the average board member, I believe, makes $10,000 a year at this job. So the question is, the chairman makes $11,000. So for the chairman to get a $25,000 bonus on top of his $11,000 salary, that's quite a bump, as we say. Shiawassee County will receive $13.2 million in COVID-19 relief funds over the next few years. And one woman spoke out after a board meeting last Thursday about the pandemic-related hazard pay for county employees. And this is a commissioner. She said, we were presented with, we have 250 employees. If we pay an average of $21.48, it comes out of just $500,000. And that's all the information we were given. We were given only this information. By whom? Why didn't you ask for more information? She voted to approve it as a way of thanking frontline, hardworking people. And she said she was disappointed when she found out after it passed that some board members were paid significantly more than county workers. A constituent tipped me off and said, I heard that commissioners had paid themselves some hazard pay and one may be getting $25,000, she said. That person, of course, is the board chairman. According to numbers that the woman posted on Facebook, the vice chairman and the finance chair each received $10,000, and other members of the commission got less. So she told TV5 there's never a discussion about commissioners getting paid. When she checked her bank account Monday, she noted a $3,400 deposit. She returned the money, put up a Facebook post saying, I wanted to make sure I was being transparent, saying, here's what happened and here's what I'm going to do about that. So there were seven board members. Six of them were present and voted 6-0 to pay the money. Some of them claimed they did not know they were voting to give themselves the money. But that brings us back to the question, do you really vote on stuff that you don't understand? Or should you possibly slow down and understand things a little bit more? But according to the headline, federal authorities are looking into this. Now, while that was happening, I got another note from some people who said, Steve, there's also been lawsuits filed, or at least a lawsuit filed. And the headline here is from ABC 12, which is the TV station out of Flint. So you got Flint and Saginaw TV stations all over this. Lawsuit alleges Open Meetings Act violations with Shiawassee COVID-19 bonuses. And the open meetings law basically says that when government conducts business like, you know, county commissioners and so on, that they have to hold the bulk of their meetings in open, in public. Now, there are some rare occasions where they can close the meetings, but apparently they closed the meetings here, and that made some people wonder, why would you close the meeting to discuss giving yourself bonuses if not for the simple reason you were worried about how it was going to look? So the lawsuit was filed on behalf of a resident, and it also seeks to stop the payments, claiming that the legal violations of the Open Meetings Act means that the approval was not on the up and up. Lawsuit was filed Thursday, seeks to invalidate the bonuses paid to Shiawassee County officials due to the allegations that the Board of Commissioners violated the Open Meetings Act. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of a resident who claims a small group of the Shiawassee County Board of Commissioners met in a secret meeting to determine amounts of the bonuses paid to elected and appointed officials from the American Rescue Plan funding. She alleges those amounts were not disclosed before commissioners voted to approve them. And again, this is all confusing because now everyone's saying no one knew what was happening here. Somebody must have known, though, right? Crazy? The lawsuit was filed by an attorney out of a town called Hemlock, Michigan. And I actually know a guy from Hemlock. Hey, Scott. And it alleges the deliberations on whether to pay the bonuses improperly happened while commissioners were meeting in closed session on July 15. The Open Meetings Act does not allow secret talks when it comes to spending tax dollars. And that's the allegation here. And so you might say, Steve, give us an example of a place where you can actually have a meeting behind closed doors. And it's often the case when it's a sensitive topic like litigation, the county's being sued, and the attorney wants to update the county on the lawsuit, and the attorney's going to give the members of the board confidential information, okay? Obviously, if you give confidential information in an open meeting, it becomes non-confidential. So that's one example of something that we discussed behind closed doors. The Shiawassee County Board of Commissioners and Commissioners Jeremy Root, Gary Holzhausen, Brandon Marks, Cindy Garber, and John Plowman each are named as defendants. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm pointing that out simply because I mentioned before there are 7 commissioners, 6 of whom voted for this, 5 of whom are now being sued. Root, Sheriff Brian Begole, and other top county officials each received $25,000 from the county's COVID-19 relief funds. Several other officials, like 2 commissioners, the undersheriff, the register of deeds, and the treasurer and clerk, each received $10,000. Most other commissioners and several employees received $5,000 apiece, while many of the county's 257 employees received between $2,500 and $1,000 apiece. So, like I mentioned, it's one of those things. It may not have been illegal. It just doesn't look good. It's bad optics. And again, the important metric, I think, here is that the county commissioners, I believe, are paid $10,000 a year to do that job. And the chairperson is paid $11,000. So when the $11,000 salaried person votes to give themselves $25,000 as a bonus for what they've done during COVID, it does raise eyebrows, as we say. And by the way, there are a lot of counties in Michigan, and I've read a ton of stories on this in the last 24 hours, and it appears this is the only county that did this. It's the only county in Michigan that did this. Now, I don't know if counties in other states did this. I don't know if any municipalities have done this. I don't know. All I know is with respect to counties in Michigan, it appears that amongst all the counties out there, Shiawassee County is the only county that did this. And that is, they voted to give themselves bonuses and they voted to give the rest of the county employees bonuses. And the problem is they did it behind closed doors. So now they're being sued under the Open Meetings Act law, and federal authorities are said to be looking into it. And that's something TV5 said they have learned. They have learned. So the idea that someone's looking into something, of course, does not mean a whole lot. As you know, people get arrested. And when people get arrested, they say, well, remember, a person's innocent until they're actually proven guilty at trial. And if they're never tried, then they're obviously not guilty of anything. But likewise, when somebody is looking into something, it might simply be that somebody called the feds up and said, hey, there's this county where they're distributing the money wrong. And so the feds might say, well, we should take a look at that. They might take a look at it and go, yeah, guess what? They're allowed to do this. Might not have been the brightest thing to do as far as public relations goes, but maybe there's nothing wrong with it. I don't know. But the 2 big updates here are lawsuit filed over the Open Meetings Act And federal authorities are said to be looking into this. And the one thing I want to stress is, again, the vote was 6-0. And there are, in fact, seven commissioners. And of the seven commissioners, only six of them voted, five of whom are being sued. So there's some distinctions there that I think are quite important. But those stories from WNEM Channel 5 out of Saginaw and ABC 12 out of Flint, WJRT. Donna and Joe tip me off the updates. Thank you very much. Questions or comments, as always, put them below. Others will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I put instant coffee in a microwave and almost went back in time.